activating the right muscles to efficiently create movement patterns in both strength and conditioning and fighters' technical skill training makes a huge difference to your movement economy and ultimate strength and power levels. And many fighters struggle to feel the difference between these two patterns or understand how they play out in fighting movements. Today, we'll fix that. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heat Trick Muay Thai Performance. In this episode, we break down a simple knee-dominant and hip-dominant lower body activation exercise for strength and conditioning sessions that will help you laser in on exactly what the difference is between the two. And we'll explore both how the knee and hip-dominant patterns are used in Muay Thai and why your body needs to build your capability to handle these shapes without cheating due to lack of mobility, stability, or strength. Knee-dominant movements are more demanding of the quad muscles on the front of your thighs and create vertical thrust, elusive backward movements, or braking force when moving forwards. Hip-dominant movements are more demanding of your glute and hamstring muscles in the back of your thighs and backside and create horizontal thrust toward your opponent, aggressive forward movement, the acceleration force when moving forwards. To help you feel these two distinctive movement patterns and to activate them during your warm-up for a lower body resistance training, let's look at a really effective, simple drill. The knee-dominant, hip-dominant drill is actually one of my own inventions, but it really helps you to feel that difference between the knee-dominant pattern and the hip-dominant pattern and where you're activating the muscle groups that are being used and the activation that we're using. So if I start off by sitting myself down nice and deep into a squat, I'm just gonna hang here for a moment. It's a little static hold. And I should be able to feel my thighs switched on. So my chest is up, my knees are forwards, and then without changing my height of my shoulders, I just change the angle of my back. I tip forwards and sit my backside back. I can shift, I can feel the weight into my heels perhaps a little bit more, my toes are a little bit lighter. And now I'm in a hip dominant pattern. I can feel now it's my glutes, my hamstrings that are feeling the work now, which is what I want. That's now a hip dominant pattern. Keeping my chest nice and long, my back nice and long, shift back through without changing height, just change that into a quad dominant, knee dominant pattern. I can feel that, that's starting to burn a bit in there. I can shift back again, and now I'm into the hip dominant pattern.
Now that you can truly feel the difference between the knee and hip dominant movements, let's look at how these play out in a few Muay Thai specific examples. Footwork patterns will primarily use either elusive backward movement, which is knee dominant, or aggressive forward movement, which is hip dominant. And when it comes to the techniques themselves, Sanchai's layback evasion demonstrates an incredible knee dominant pattern, virtually limboing under the kick and returning back to stance. We'll stick with Sanchai for the example of a hip dominant horizontal jumping round kick, creating horizontal force from the glutes and hamstrings, before delivering the kick into the target with a knee-dominant pulse, as with all round kicks. And a knee-dominant vertical jumping round kick, creating vertical force from the quads. Borkow's hook punch is predominantly initiated from the floor with a strong hip-dominant drive. And here's an example of a knee-dominant jump and landing from Lerdzilla to avoid being swept. Superbond's KO round kick also predominantly initiates from the hip-dominant action of the rear leg. In this example, Singdam uses a knee-dominant hopping action to prevent himself being thrown in the clinch. And finally, here Nongo uses a force couple. This starts with a hip-dominant drive from the rear leg, followed by a knee-dominant braking action on the lead leg, torquing his hips into the cross punch. Incidentally, he then uses knee-dominant footwork, pushing off his right leg to evade following his attack. Practice the sports skill movements in your technical Muay Thai sessions, but also overload these patterns in strength and conditioning sessions to enhance your mobility, stability, strength, power, and speed. That way, your body can use these patterns effectively in your fight without cheating around it and either losing power or increasing likelihood of injury.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heattrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.